everyone, and welcome. It's Eagles 360 on this Wednesday. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Eagles getting ready for Arizona, coming to town on Sunday. Should be a great one at Lincoln Financial Field at 1 o'clock. We have a great show for you this evening. But first, we want to go inside the trenches because it's nasty in there, and nobody epitomizes that nastiness, that energy more than Eagles defensive tackle Tim Jernigan. He was mic'd up in the Eagles' win on Sunday in Los Angeles. Let's take a look and a listen at what life is about inside with the big boys.
Let's go! Lights up, bro. Lights up. Here we go. Big day, man.
Oh, yeah.
Big day, man. Big day, man. Big day. Let's go, bud. Another opportunity.
All right.
Another opportunity. Let's get it. Lights up. Lights up.
Let's go.
Hey, it's going to be a long day. Hey, how you doing, sir?
All right.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Trying to help fill the stadium up a little bit. All right, boy. Let's push his pocket now. That boy on fire, bro. Hey, let's go, y'all. Put it in your mind right now. Right here, right now. Let's go. Let's go, Benny. Nothing else matter. Nothing else matter. Let's go. Nothing else matter. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You like power, I like that. Hey man, what's up, baby? Say, I feel the play coming. I feel the play coming. 3-1. Short term memory, baby. The big play coming. It's coming. Yes, sir. He down. Oh, hey. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, y'all running to the wrong side, man. That's what I love. Love. Ball game.
Ball game. Time now to talk a little bit about the offense. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Frank Reich, our interview presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. And some numbers, Frank, I don't know what numbers you care about, but the numbers are this. 8 straight games with 20 or more points. You lead the league in time of possession. Third down conversions, I believe 1 or 2. This offense has been clicking, Frank. Do you see it that way?
I think we're making progress and really happy with the way the guys have played and responded. And the number that we're really all concerned about is 3-1.
Right.
And but we know things feed off. We feed off of our defensive good play by the special teams. But it's been fun to get it going offensively a little bit.
It was so impressive on Sunday in Los Angeles. 6 minutes and 44 seconds. Eating up the clock. You know, the memories of Detroit last year and Dallas last year still kind of fresh in the mind. Your perspective of that drive, and I guess it was perfect, right?
It really was. And I give the guys up front a lot of credit. I give our backs a lot of credit, tight ends. Very well executed. But, you know, maybe my favorite play in that whole, and it doesn't get any more satisfying than that. I mean, six minutes and 44 seconds. But maybe my favorite play in that drive was the one pass that we threw. I thought it was a great call by coach. You know, it's a first down. We had just grinded out a first down. And then things start to get tight. It's hard, but it was an aggressive play call. It would have been easy just as well as we were running it, just to call all runs. And if we got a punt, then you're going to back them up, and they got a long way to go. But he called a pass on first down, and Carson did a great – and Torrey Smith ran a great route. Carson hit him. It's 8 or 9 yard gain. I really think that was the key play in that drive.
Why did you like that so much?
I just like coach's mindset. Okay. You know, I mean, it was we had just earned a first down running it. I thought it was in my mind, I'm thinking, probably just got to throw. And it was. I just thought it was a great call and a great execution by Torrey and Carson.
If you were to have one word to describe kind of the mentality of the offense, would it be aggressive, the kind of the approach to everything?
I mean, I think that's been coach's his whole mantra, and that's been his mindset. And but it's got to be bought into at every level. And our players, that's their mindset anyway. So, and starting with the offensive line and our quarterback. So I think we're at a good spot right now. But, this is the NFL. You can get humbled in a hurry. So we better put this behind us and get ready for the Cardinals.
Totally understood. Does 3-1 feel different than last year's 3-1?
It does feel a little different. And I think a lot of that is because of the running game. There's just something about the running game when you can have a dominant performance like that. That just puts you in the right frame of mind and makes you feel like you're imposing your will on your opponent.
Is LeGarrette, is it surprising to you at all that he has that kind of run that he had on Sunday, 68 yards, dancing, showing some power, showing some speed, kind of showing the whole package?
It was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, flashbacks to Earl Campbell or somebody.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, it was unreal. And, I credit Howie by, you know, just – making that move. And here's a guy been around, and in preseason things weren't really clicking for any of us, and now he's been in beast mode, or big cat mode, as Stout sometimes likes to say. But he did show it all, just ran tough the whole day.
And what about Corey Clement and his rapid development? I think he converted three runs into first downs in that final 6:44.
And it was good. He was fresh, you know. That's part of the whole committee thing. He was fresh, and Corey's that kind of runner who's not going to be denied. He's done a really good job. It was good timing and good execution by him.
And then Wendell steps up both in the run game, in the pass game. We wondered, how would you replace Darren Sproles? We get a little bit of a glimpse of that in Los Angeles and now moving forward here. How do you feel about Wendell?
He was awesome. Just like you said, he is of the group. The most pure three down back, good in all areas. And his touchdown run on 3rd and 3 was incredible. It was a huge play in the game. You could just tell he had that mindset he wasn't going to be denied.
Let's talk passing game. How do you feel about the passing game, Carson's development, his chemistry with his receiving crew?
Well, we really feel great. You know, one of the things Coach said going into this game is what was key to win this game was do not turn the football over. And so in the pass game, you know, we've had two games in a row now without throwing an interception and didn't have a turnover here. So feel good about that. Made a few big plays. As much as I'd like to run for 200 yards every game, it's not going to happen. So we know this is the NFL. There's going to be a game, weeks, where we're going to have to throw it 40 times and win throwing the football. And I think we're building confidence in that area as well. Carson is continuing to play well. Had a couple nice deep balls. We just got to keep building.
Frank Wright, Eagles offensive coordinator, thanks so much for joining us. Frank Reich, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. The Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Another good defense coming to town. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by McDonald's. McDonald's introduces the new signature crafted sriracha sandwich made with a new sriracha mac sauce and a kick of spice.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher, like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You supported him through 4 years of undergrad and medical school. It's no wonder he said, "You don't have to pick me up." At Lincoln Financial, we get there are some responsibilities of love you gotta do on your own, and some you shouldn't have to shoulder alone, like being able to maintain your lifestyle no matter what comes your way. Ask a financial advisor how Lincoln can help you get through your retirement and not just to it.
We're back. It's Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro, joined now by the great Mike Quick, Hall of Famer, legendary broadcaster in the booth with Merrill. How was it in L.A. before we get to this Arizona Cardinals team?
L.A. was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, and everyone's talked about it. It truly felt like a home game. And, you know, the green all over the stadium, it was fun. I thought it was a lot of fun.
The open broadcast booth, it felt, and the press box as well, felt very collegiate.
It did have that feel to it, but even more than that, they had cabanas in the end zone around the corners. They had cabanas set up, and it's the West Coast. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah, they don't care that much.
No,
they don't. Unless it's a stadium filled with Eagles fans, which it was on Sunday. Well, speaking of stadiums filled with Eagles fans, let's take a look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. For the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets, visit NFLticketExchange.com. A critical period of time here, Mike, for the Eagles with this game on Sunday, then a short week going to Carolina, and then we see the Eagles and the Redskins hooking up, the banged-up Redskins. The month of October ends against the 49ers at home, so, Mike, as I said this last week, I think the Eagles have a chance to get on a roll here. How tough is that schedule, that short week?
Well, you know, you take it game by game, but I think it's a good stretch as well. You got 4 out of 5 games at home, and I think that really helps. This is a team that's, for the most part, they're healthy. Don't know how much longer Fletcher Cox is going to be out, but having him back in the lineup soon, and I think he'll be back soon, this is a healthy football team, and I think everything sets up for the middle part of this season that they should set themselves up. Like, I think the back end of the season, they're going to be in such good position that they can afford a couple losses on the back end.
Wow. Sounds like the Eagles may be have a chance at least to build a cushion as the first place team in the NFC East.
I do believe that. Looking at the next, the second quarter of the season. Looking at that second quarter, there are a lot of winnable games in there, and then going even into the third quarter of the season, I think this team's going to do real well.
Well, we'd love it. That's your look at the Eagles' upcoming schedule, presented by NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster. We also now want to take a first look at the Arizona Cardinals, presented by Whip Flea. Cardinals, an interesting team here. A 2-2 team coming off an overtime win over the San Francisco 49ers. They are beat up in certain areas. The offensive line has been trouble. Mike, you tell me, how prepared are the Eagles to take this to 4-1?
Well, I think, again, they have to run the football effectively, and that's one of the areas where the Cardinals are pretty good. They stop the run. They're averaging probably about or less than 90 yards per game.
Yep.
But the Eagles have to effectively move the ball on the ground so that it sets up everything else. They like to have Zach Ertz and everyone else running in that secondary, but it works off of their run game. If they can do that, then I think it's going to be a very good day at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday. But they have to be able to run the football.
Now, it won't come, in theory, as easily as it has come the last 2 weeks against the Giants and the Chargers, where the Eagles were just dominant on the ground. The question is, does Doug stick with it if it's not working early? Because, listen, the Cardinals in the secondary, very, very good. The Eagles want to stick to the run game. They want to keep using that running back by committee approach.
Yeah.
It could require some patience on the part of Doug Peterson.
I think you're right. And, you know, one of the things you're going to see from the Cardinals, they like to bring pressure. James Betcher, their defensive coordinator, he likes to blitz people. And they move people all around. Their front four, they're sometimes able to get pressure, but they give you a lot of different looks. And as I said, they'll move these guys around, the second level, third level guys, and they could be anywhere. And they like to come from a lot of different angles. So that's an area where they have to make sure that they're on top of it. They're protecting Carson Wentz because they're going to try to get some hits on him. And they'll play some single coverage on the back end. So the wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, when they get an opportunity, they're going to have some one-on-one coverage. And it falls down to beating your guy.
Yeah, and those guys are Patrick Peterson and the Honey Badger and Tyvon Branch. And so they're in one-on-one coverage, Arizona's still formidable, Mike.
Yes.
When you lined up against any cornerback one-on-one, no matter how great he was, did you feel it was going to be a victory for you?
Always, always. And if you're a receiver in this league and you don't feel that way, then you're in the wrong place. And I know Patrick Peterson is a heck of a cover corner, and I wouldn't be surprised if they move him with Alshon Jeffrey wherever he is on the field, because they'll do that with him with top receivers that they play against. So I would kind of expect that, but it doesn't matter when you're a receiver in this league. It doesn't matter who lines up on you. If it's man coverage, you should be able to beat that guy, and you should feel confident that you're going to beat that guy.
On defense, Arizona also will bring some pressure, as you said. They've got Chandler Jones, who came over from the Patriots last year. He's got four sacks. The rookie Reddick from Temple University, their first-round draft pick, also there. So you have those two, and you don't have Golden. How do you balance the loss of Golden versus the presence of those two players?
Well, you know, they'll use Haason Reddick, and as you said, Golden's no longer there. He's out for the season, new knee injury. But they're going to bring pressure from all levels. You know, they'll line up an extra guy on the end of the defensive line, or they'll bring it from the second level, or even from the third level. Like before the snap, you'll see a safety coming down and blitzing. So protection is going to be key. That's going to be one of the most important things in this game, because they will get hits on your quarterback.
No David Johnson for the Arizona Cardinals offensively. They have had trouble running the football again. Another team the Eagles facing that are just not able to run the ball. But what they do have is Larry Fitzgerald, who's been a career Eagle killer. Yeah. They've got speed and John Brown. I mean, they still, Ellington is a nice back who will catch some passes. Yeah. They still have some weapons for Carson Palmer.
Jerron Brown, John Brown, and one of the biggest weapons that they have, Dave, is Andre Ellington coming out of the backfield. They targeted him 14 times last week, and it's one of the things that over the years the Cardinals have always had, a back out of the backfield that was effective in the passing game.
Larry Centers, for years.
It goes on and on. So they have a guy now that they love to run this little angle route, or Texas route is called, over the middle of the field. And, you know, that's one of the areas where the Eagles have to be sharp. Regardless of who it is, if it's Kendricks, if it's Nigel Branham, if it's Jordan, those guys have to be able to cover running backs, because that's been one of the areas where the Cardinals have been really effective. And, of course, Larry Fitzgerald led the league in receiving last year at the wide receiver position. Still, at this late stage in his career, still very effective, still making plays each and every game.
While we are praising the Arizona Cardinals, let's remind everyone about some numbers, and I'm going to read right here. In rushing yards per game, they are 32nd in the league. 10-yard rushes, they have three of them, 32nd in the league. Yeah. Zero 20-yard rushes. The pass offense completion percentage, 27th in the league. I mean, I know it's just numbers, Mike. And the red zone and the inside, numbers are terrible for this team.
Listen.
You're going to tell me numbers don't matter, aren't you?
This is what I'm going to tell you. When you read off those numbers, it sounds like a team that's hasn't won a game, like they're 0-4. It's a 2-2 football team. They've found ways to win, and you don't sleep on a team with Larry Fitzgerald, with Carson Palmer, with the talent that they have on defense. You sleep on them, you regret it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that this is a game that tests the Eagles' ability to once again get up and play with urgency.
It's the type of game where you can truly show the character of your team. You know, you've won some close games in the last two games the Eagles have, and now you're facing a team that, on record, on paper, they're not very good. You should beat this team. Well, this will test your character, and it's at home. So if they go out and play the way they should play, with the ability that they have to play, they should win this game.
Birds versus birds, Carson versus Carson. I like it. Yeah. Should be a good one. That is our first look at the Arizona Cardinals presented by Whip Flea. On the other side here, Mike Quick, Ike Reese. A little progress report on the Eagles' go-to weapon in the passing game. It's not Alshon Jeffrey. It's not Torrey Smith. It's not even Nelson Aguilar. It's a tight end we've been waiting to see a complete season from for a couple of years now, and we are seeing it. Zach Ertz is red hot, and he is the subject of our progress report. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
A hero to me is somebody that acts without hesitation.
Helps someone in need, helps a community in need.
Do what is right, whether somebody's watching or not.
Somebody selflessly doing something for others.
That's what a real life hero is.
Somebody that lives their life
trying to help somebody.
Ordinary people.
Willing to answer the cry.
Anybody who can show signs of courage. Really anybody.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher. Because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
I work overtime when I can get it. I need my blood sugar to stay in control.
I need to cut my A1C.
Weekends are my time. I need an insulin that fits my schedule.
Traceba Ready.
Traceba is used to control high blood sugar in adults with diabetes. Don't use Traceba to treat diabetic ketoacidosis during episodes of low blood sugar or if you are allergic to any of its ingredients. Don't share needles or insulin pens. Don't reuse needles. The most common side effect is low blood sugar, which may cause dizziness, sweating, confusion, and headache. Check your blood sugar. Low blood sugar can be serious and may be life-threatening. Injection site reactions may occur. Tell your prescriber about all medicines you take and all your medical conditions. Taking TZDs with insulins like Traceba may cause serious side effects like heart failure. Your insulin dose shouldn't be changed without asking your prescriber. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing, fast heartbeat, extreme drowsiness, swelling of your face, tongue, or throat, dizziness, or confusion. Ask your healthcare provider if you're Traceba ready. Covered by most insurance and Medicare plans.
Traceba ready.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro with you. The Eagles have been looking at Zach Ertz and saying, what can we do to get this guy to the elite level? Well, since last November, he has been at that elite level. Zach Ertz is having a terrific start to this 2017 season. He and Carson Wentz on the same page. He is the go-to player in this passing game. And Zach Ertz, the subject of this week's FanDuel Progress Report.
All right, Q, Progress Report brings us to Zach Ertz. Now, we use the term breakout season when we're talking about Zach Ertz, but I think that's a misperception of the way Zach has played over the last couple of years. He has been one of the leading receivers, not just tight ends, receivers in the National Football League. You go back to the last half of the season, first part of this season. You're going to watch him here. They have him detached from the line of scrimmage, matched up on the safety, man-to-man. I mean, he does a great job stemming him and getting inside.
Well, you talk about his production, Ike. He's the leading tight end in the National Football League in catches and in yards and just really evolving as one of the top targets in the league. This is a play-action pass we're going to see. And because this team is running the ball now so well, watch the effect that it has on the linebackers, this play-action. They are drawn up, and there's just a big void here where it's easy for Carson Wentz to put the ball in against man coverage. Big void.
Yeah.
Man coverage, and he leaves it out in front of Zach so that he gets yards after the catch. Just good progress by Zach Ertz.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The chemistry is there between these two. I like this play here. They give us a little bit of a run look. You got two tight ends there. I'm a linebacker here. I'm thinking, okay, it's possible run coming here. But it says a pass option on this play as well. And we're going to see where this player is designed to get Zach matched up on either this guy one-on-one, depending on what this guy is going to do outside reading Brent Celek there. They get the coverage that they want, Zach versus the linebacker one-on-one, and then watch this dime that Carson drops in the bucket.
Yeah, that's truly dropping the dime. But let's go back to the design. You mentioned it. So they're forcing the safety to play over the top of the two receiver side, so it takes the safety out. So in this two tight end set, it's going to be this corner who has to take this tight end going to the outside, and then the Eagles get the matchup that they want. They've got Zach Ertz working on the linebacker on the inside, and you said it. Carson drops a dime in there, and this is Zach Ertz at his finest, but it's all created with the matchup.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Really becoming one of the better receiving tight ends in the NFL. You watch him here. Now, here's where he's adding stuff to his game. You know, the Chargers, they got two of the leading sack men in the NFL this year, Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. So we're going to need a little help from time to time from our guys with our tackles. Zach does a great job here of giving Lane Johnson help on the outside.
Well, Lane doesn't have much work to do here because Zach on the chip puts him on his rear and then just goes out on his pass route. And so when you got these two receivers getting downfield, pushing the coverage down the field, it's very easy now for Carson to get the ball to Zach on the little out cut. Just Zach Ertz growing and growing in this offense.
Really nice job with the delayed release, getting the chip there. And then in the run game, you know, we had some explosive runs in this game last week versus the Chargers. Watch Zach as he's able to come back here not only take out this guy, that's Joey Bosa. Right. I don't even know if I'm willing to go in there and block Joey Bosa. But Zach does a good job getting in there, taking his knees out. But watch how it affects the outside linebacker who is really responsible for this backside where LeGarrette Blount is going to cut at. And Zach does a great job of taking two for one here on this block.
You got effective double teams by the big guys up front. Double team here, double team here. And as you said, when Zach comes across, he takes out Joey Bosa. And it's just a nice crease in this defense.
Get the big boy to the second level. Those back secondary players, they don't want to tackle LeGarrette Blount when they see him in the open field. The thing I love about Zach Ertz is he continues to add to his repertoire as a tight end in this league. A great pass-catching tight end, but getting better and more physical in the run-blocking game, and that bodes well for us in the future.
Thanks so much, Ike and Mike. Let's get you caught up on what's happening here with our Amorosos On The Menu segment, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and our official Eagles app. The Eagles Live podcast coming your way. Please tune in. We come your way twice a week, Thursdays, and then immediately after the game for the Instant Reaction podcast. Go into the locker room, find out what's really happening with the players and the coaches from their perspective. We also have the old school All-22 look. Here we take a look back at a memorable Donovan McNabb game playing with a broken ankle against the Cardinals. And our Eagles game plan here to get you ready for Sunday's Eagles-Cardinals game. It is on demand. And that is our look at what's ahead for the Eagles, our Amoroso's On The Menu segment. What's ahead for you is a weekend of football. The Eagles and the Cardinals kick off at 1 o'clock, but we've got you covered before then. Tune in at 12:30 for our Exalta kickoff show. We're live from the NovaCare Complex, Lincoln Financial Field. Give you the look in as the stadium fills up and the drama builds. We've got you covered all the way through the game, and then we've got you absolutely covered. You must be here for our RICO postgame show, live from the NovaCare Complex, and all the live press conferences and reaction from Lincoln Financial Field as the Eagles look to go to 4-1. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us on Eagles 360 today. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.